Today we are joined by a broad coalition of Missouri leaders who have come together to forge a Missouri solution to a complex issue. Each of the leaders here today shares a common belief that agriculture is the backbone of Missouri's economy. Just like family farms in every corner of our state, responsible professional dog breeders are a vital part of our agriculture industry. Now, each of these leaders also agrees that the welfare of dogs is critically important. Over the past several weeks, these leaders have come together to forge a pathway forward on a critical issue of the care and treatment of dogs in breeding facilities in our state. This Missouri solution, which I will sign in a moment to make the law of our state, significantly strengthens state requirements for the care and treatment of dogs in five key areas. Food. The Missouri solution requires that dogs have access to food at least twice per day. Water. The Missouri solution requires that dogs have continuous access to water. Veterinary care. The Missouri solution requires an examination at least once a year by a licensed veterinarian. Space. For existing breeding facilities, the Missouri solution doubles the amount of space that must be required for each dog as of January 2012, and it triples the amount of space that must be provided after January 2016. For all new facilities, the requirements are tripled immediately. An enforcement authority. This provision is a key. As I've said many times, it doesn't do much good to have a speed limit if you don't have highway patrolmen. The Missouri solution ensures both local and state enforcement authority, including specific authority for the Attorney General to crack down on illegal and irresponsible breeders. Folks on every side of this issue agree. The Missouri solution is good for dogs, good for agriculture, and good for the future of our state. Combined with the additional enforcement resources included in next year's budget, the bill I'm about to sign will make a real difference in our state. I applaud our state's animal welfare and agricultural groups for their willingness to stand together and work together on this critical issue, including the Humane Society of Missouri, the Missouri Alliance for Animal Legislation, the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, the Missouri Farmers Care Coalition, the Missouri Federation of Animal Owners, and the Missouri Pet Breeders Association. I also want to recognize the outstanding leadership of Senator Mike Parson, Representative Tom Lerner, and Representative Paul Quinn, who moved this legislation through every step of the process. Also want to thank Senators Justice and Munslinger for moving this matter and being leaders when leaders were needed for our state. I also want to thank a member of my cabinet, the Director of the Department of Agriculture, John Hagler. This process has taught John to listen, which is a new skill for him. And we are very appreciative of everyone's help in getting that accomplished. When the people of Missouri work together with a spirit of cooperation and goodwill, we can accomplish outstanding things. And that's exactly what we've done right here. This is truly a Missouri solution to a Missouri issue. And now it is my honor to take a seat and sign this bill into law. And then we'll be able to hear from a few of the leaders here, and then we'll be glad to answer your questions. Let me make a little law. We now call on the Vice Chairman of the Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources Committee, Senator Mike Parson.
First of all, thank you, Governor, and thank you for all the work you've done with this resolution to a very complicated and complex issue for the state of Missouri. But at the end of the day, I just want to say this. When this compromise was formed and the colleagues and my colleagues in the Senate were able to help with this along with the members in the House and so many of the farm coalitions that are here today and the animal rights groups in the state of Missouri, the good thing about this is Missouri's the one that finished this. Missouri's the one that put this resolution together for us that live within these borders of our fine state. And I'm proud of the fact that we did that. Needless to say, it's been a tough few months trying to get this thing put together and get it done. but you don't get it done by yourself as a senator or as a representative. And it's great to be able to work with the governor's office. It's great to work with the ag community in this state as one of our leading economic driving forces in the state of Missouri, and it's a privilege to serve them. And it's a privilege to be here with the governor today to come up with the Missouri resolution to this issue that we've been facing with. Thank you again, Governor.
Congratulations, Senator. Now, the chairman of the House Agriculture Policy Committee, Representative Tom Lerner.
Thank you all. Thank you, Governor. Thanks for working with all of us. Thank all the people that were involved in this issue. I know there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming together to make this thing come true and come to fruition. You know, we had some disagreements along the way, and we had some agreements, and we all came together in the end to make this possible. And we did it for Missourians. We did it for family farmers. We did it for family people out here who all they want to do is make a living and doing it the way they want to and staying on a farm and staying in their houses and homes and doing a great job for the animals. And I think if you look back, and Representative Quinn is behind me, who's the leading minority leader on our Ag Policy Committee from day one, and he'll agree to this, our biggest concern was for the dogs and the animals in this state. And we worked towards that goal to where we knew in our hearts, we knew that some way we could come together where we could supply and take care of the needs of these animals and still let our producers do what they want to do and do it in a proper manner and a great manner in which a lot of them do a great job. And I just want to commend everybody that was involved, the governor's office, the people, the governor's staff, Director Hagler. I'm glad to see he's still standing. I know he's been bent pretty hard the last week or so. But it's truly been an honor to be involved in this process that is led by Missourians, for Missourians, and we did it ourselves. We don't need outside interests telling us in Missouri what we need to do. We have decided and we've made a statement that we can take care of this ourselves and we will make the right decisions, which we have tonight. Thank you very much.
Ranking Democrat on the House Agriculture Policy Committee, Representative Paul Quinn.
Today is a good day for agriculture, for all of us. Today, I would really like to thank the governor and Department of Ag, John Hagler and Rachel, for all the efforts they put into this and everybody. I mean, it wasn't one person. Everybody working together. I worked with Chairman Lerner, and if everybody worked, people like him, this world would be a better place. And working together with all the trade organizations and some days listening, it wasn't an easy day, but he was able to bring everybody together and work together with the Senate and the governor and the Department of Ag, and it wouldn't have happened if everybody didn't work together. And it's a proud day for agriculture, a proud day for dog breeders, and a proud day for state government to work together. Thank you.
I'd like now to introduce former representative, now senator, the handler of this measure today in the Senate, and a great leader for Missouri agriculture, Brian Munslinger.
Thank you, Governor. This is a great day. It's a great day for agriculture. It's a great day for Missouri. I probably owe some apologies to people that came before my Senate Ag Committee. But sometimes we have to do that to come together. It takes that critical point, that critical mass that brings us together as Missourians, which I think we can stand up proud now and say Missouri can take care of Missouri solutions. And I want to thank you all. I know there's been a lot of thanks going on. Everybody up here, all of you out there. It's a great day. I'm glad that it's signed. We put this behind us. Look to the future. It's a great day for the dogs. It's a great day for agriculture. It's a great day. Missourians can hang their head high. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Before I take questions, I'd also like to mention Senator Justice. Sorry she couldn't be with us. I really appreciate her efforts in the Senate over the last months where she helped forge this. I know she's in the middle of negotiating something else right now, or she'd be here. That being said, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Governor, there was a debate on the Senate floor this afternoon. There were several lawmakers who criticized you for getting into this late. Several people said they wished you had been involved in these negotiations earlier in the session than the last few weeks. How do you react to that?
First of all, I mean, 32-1 on the emergency clause is a pretty good number. First and foremost, as I said to everybody back here with me, in order to the work done by these folks behind me and the work of the legislature to help move this issue forward and to take formal votes, I think put everybody in a situation where they understood that we need to get this done. I mean, this is a measure that when it was on the ballot, it passed 51-49. It's a measure that, in essence, when it went through the legislature the first time here, it went the other way, 51-49. Well, 51-49 bouncing back and forth year after year in our state is not going to really solve any problems. It just continues a skirmish. And I knowing the quality of the leaders behind me and the folks that were represented here and the strength of the organizations that were represented, I just felt that there was an opportunity at that time to move forward, and I'm tremendously heartened that everybody was willing to continue working in a timely fashion after that. So I think that these folks had a significant impact, but I just felt deeply that once you saw the votes, I mean, the votes that happened in November, as well as the votes on the floor of the House and the Senate, it just felt like one of those issues that if we allowed it to be 51-49 all the time, especially when the groups involved had so much commonality of interest. I mean, their commonality interest was for the humane treatment of animals, for the continuation of agriculture in our state, for the need and desire. I mean, my golly, on both sides of the equation, folks have not been unwilling outside of this building to do tremendous things to move forward. So I just, from my perspective, I felt like, that it was time to go. It was time to push. And I think that, this is a dramatic, important, significant step, formal step, and I think it'll now hopefully kind of lessen the debate and increase the action.
President Margo McNeil has said that her constituents come up to her and say, why did I bother to vote? What do you say to voters who are saying that they're voting for nothing since the legislature and you have rewritten the law?
I think that this effort that we've put together here, makes significant improvements. I mean, when you talk about putting resources behind this, when you talk about having, a statewide official held accountable for it, when you talk about, some of the things that are here, I think this measure, but for what I tell them is, but for the action of the public, there wouldn't have been another force that was necessary to coalesce people to make these changes. I don't see as my role to criticize or tweak some portion of one measure or to agree with a little portion of another one. But the bottom line is, but for the people of the state voting on this, we wouldn't be here today. Their votes did matter. Their votes fundamentally changed a discussion that was going on to our state and played a vital role in getting this to the finish line. Oh, I mean, all.
It was talked about on the House floor, and others have talked about that almost sure the lawsuits
got. I spent 16 years worrying about lawsuits. I don't spend much time in this job thinking about lawsuits. I think about taking action and moving forward. I mean, my action already has been to work with Director Hagler to make sure that we work hard to get the resources through here, and then we staff this up, and then we move forward in a predictable way. So in that sense, I'm not. Certainly.
What is a true emergency about? And I think that's what the dispute involved, whether you were trying to get past the referendum by declaring an emergency. How is this an emergency?
I think that this is an issue that requires action. That requires action now. I think all of us realize that there remain some institutions or organizations or places where animals aren't receiving the humane treatment that they deserve. That reflects our state, and I consider that something that we should move quickly on. This will allow us to do that. So do it in a predictable way, and so I certainly think if there are animals that are being mistreated or malnourished, that we shouldn't wait to August 28th to get to the task of forging a Missouri solution that's going to get that problem solved. Emergency clause was designed to get this thing going and get it on my desk and get it law of the state and get Director Hagler out of this building and out in the field. I talked to everybody. I met with them. I wouldn't want to characterize that's them. I just, you know, when you have strong and power groups that we have here, the agriculture groups represented here, I mean, they're leaders nationally in all their organizations. When I look at our affiliates here, I mean, we don't take a back seat when it comes to agriculture to anybody, and on the animal rights side, we don't either. I mean, our organizations here are strong, robust, have been great partners with the Department of Agriculture and Operation Bark Alert, they've seized over 4,000 dogs. The bottom line is we don't have to look to other places to get leadership on this issue. We have strength inside the organizations that are involved here, I don't need somebody jetting in to tell us what to do when we can do it ourselves. And I am confident that the people of goodwill that came together to forge this and are assisting us to have the resources to enforce it will provide to us the two things that simply must be done. We must make conditions humane, and we must allow for the continued growth of our agriculture sector. And both of those can clearly happen under this compromise. And if you get these national groups wanting to fight about things and then leaving town, I mean, I'm not going to undermine their motives. As I said before, I think some of those resources moved this debate further and had an effect. But when it came time to closing this deal, this was a deal for Missourians. This was a responsibility for Missourians. And I felt that it was a deal that we had an obligation and a responsibility to do ourselves. I disagree with that. I disagree very strongly with that. I mean, when I came into office, I worked with Director Hagler. We beefed up that organization. Operation Bark Alert was in play and was working in a coordinated fashion with animal rights organizations across this state a long time before that vote. And it was one of the things we talked about when I was running, and one of the things we did. So I don't say they didn't have an effect. But to say that we were standing mute and not doing the responsibility that we had and enforcing the laws that we had in an aggressive manner to make a difference in the state, I think, you know, I feel very strongly that we had made solid steps forward. And I think because of those steps, I think that's one of the reasons folks had trust in us. I mean, I think they saw us, they saw us act. They knew who we were. They knew what we were doing. I guess I shouldn't question you, but now I'll give you a follow-up there, Rudy. I'm sorry. I just think
first of all, that without the vote last year, we wouldn't be here today.
Right.
And then you say that these groups shouldn't jet into the state of Missouri and push these kinds of things.
The question was whether or not they were though I thought I was saying, I'll give you a third one. Don't worry. I mean, we got time here. The But I thought once we saw the actions where we were, that it was important for us to forge and move forward with Missouri players here, because I could count on, the organizations we're dealing with, when the folks that are the leaders of the organizations here are out of their jobs or offices or whatever, there'll be more people in their farm that are Missourians, that are part of those organizations. And that's why it's so important to have this link. So I'll give you a third attempt to get me to... The voice of people motivates folks in elective office in a democracy.
Yeah, Tony. How much of the implementation of this law is tied to rules that the Agriculture Department has to develop? How quickly do you expect those rules to be developed? And do you think the legislature will work in concert with that department to implement those rules as compared to trying to rewrite those rules?
I mean, we expect that all the partners that are bought in here will see this through to the finish line. I also want to continue to press and hope that that the budget contains the resources necessary for the director to have the resources to do this job. And I'm confident that the coalition that we have forged here is strong enough to work its way through in a respectful way that rulemaking process and the enforcement process and the implementation process in a cohesive way. And I'll be working with the director when the legislative session, as soon as we get these resources in, we'll be meeting very quickly to move forward on action plans to predictably, appropriately move forward with the additional tools that this legislation provides. It didn't get this matter completed. I mean, this is all a package. You know, 161, 113, the resources for the director, all of that's a package. It was necessary in order to bring all parties together to get finality in that process. I saw it as a package. It's like I said before, I didn't see it as a nitpick in this part or that part. I saw it as a way to bring folks together to get to get finality. So I just saw it because of the way that arose. It was necessary to do it in that fashion, and I think that all of the actions. What did I say last week? Sometimes a day in Jeff City seems like a week, and sometimes a week seems like a day. Today seemed like a week, the water's still rising in the boot heel. So we've got issues down there. I got to get with, but I'll complete this tonight by just once again thanking the two groups here that were incredibly helpful. All organizations and groups that were here that spent countless hours up here working together, and these fine leaders behind me. I mean, to craft this sort of solution requires goodwill and hard work, and I am very, very proud, not only of these leaders, but of my state today. We've made a strong statement that in a time in which people spend a lot of their time figuring out the easiest way to disagree, everybody here gave up a little to make sure we found ways to agree. And that's really, really important on a whole lot of issues. Thank you all for being here today.